he was a public relations man for the transportation division, and they were going to institute some kind of system to move mails by trucks. And he wanted me to know about it and wanted had a story to send. I didn't care anything about it. I certainly didn't care about being disturbed. But I did get his message and went back.
Yeah. That is a beautiful letter. Really pretty.
Yeah, I remember another thing. I was that time chairman of County Library Board.
Yeah.
That's the County Library Board. And we levied a half mill tax for support of a county library, and our board of supervisors didn't have any interest in it at all. They wanted to discontinue it, or they wanted to transfer the money we collected into the general fund, like all boards want to do, so they could spend it. But I looked up the law, and the law, very interesting, it gave the library board full authority over that money. There was no authority at all for it to be transferred, and it couldn't be spent except by vouchers signed by me and the secretary. But really, the wrangle and dissension was still going on. We had a small Coker-type library, five-member board, and up there on that trip, days, I would take long walks around in the country, on the hillsides, alone. One of the most restful things in the world to be by yourself out in the country in a wooded area. But I used to stop at a corner there where a bookmobile came along, a regular battered up rattletrap thing. But what amazed me was a bunch of kids who were there. By golly, there must have been 25 or 50 young ones there to meet that bookmobile. And they were enthusiastic. They brought books they had borrowed and were getting new ones. And questioning, I found out those were just mountain people out there where education was not top grade.
They were just
hill folks. And they were interested and craving on the library for books. That made me think, and I came back here and we started a real ruckus with that board of supervisors and got them to increase the levy to 1 mill. We bought a bookmobile, bought more books, and established routes in this rural county, and it just blazed with popularity. The country kids, the country people had discovered something, an outlet for their intelligence and interest. And that was the year before our quadrennial elections, which come in the summer. And you know, by golly, when those supervisors ran for election, all of them claimed that they had established that. They thought it up, but it was their idea. And they ran on that as a, as a basis. It was almost amusing, yeah, what they said. Next year, I had no problem with it.
I was in the library here yesterday, and they said they have seven different branches.
Yes, I didn't know how many they had now. You had a different branch. Most every populous community has a branch library. Some of them have good buildings and professional librarians. We sure do have a good system now, but that was the beginning of it. Women took it up, and the school teachers and the educational groups. In our country, governing bodies often have to be compelled to do the things that they should do.